My sister told me that there was a guy, his name was Natan Sharansky. He's still around actually. And he's somebody involved in Israeli politics. And he was taken, he lived in Russia during Soviet Russia, and he was taken to prison because they claimed that he was anti-Russian. So they put him in prison. They put him in there for about 9 years in prison. And how is he going to deal with being in prison? So part of the time he was also in solitary confinement. Basically, he had all sorts of aces. One of the aces was that he played chess in his head against himself.
Yosef, Yosef, you gotta mute
Yes.
yourself.
Yeah. He's muted. What?
Yosef, we hear everything you're doing. Mute yourself.
Wait.
Anyway, so Lemaitre, that's what he did. He played chess against himself in his head. Unbelievable. So one day, you know what I'm saying? When you run out of things to do in quarantine, all the empty bottles of wine and all the finished shots, you know what to do.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, unbelievable. Listen, Yosef, the truth is that I really thought the tea was only in the shiur room. I'm a little bit, I like to see the fact that you drink the tea if it's in the shiur, not in the room, Even if you're in your own home with short sleeves, you're still wearing drinking the tea.
Yeah, I got short sleeves, so I'm not from, but at least I still have my tea, Baruch Hashem.
It's a bit in
Right,
the
there you go,
shiur.
right.
A bit in the shiur.
Short sleeves too,
Exactly.
don't
None of
worry.
the episode, no. In the
Very
cover, very good, very good.
good. Okay, Lamaita, Yosef, I didn't have your email address. I wasn't able to send you out to my own kindness. But so you'll have to give me your email address when you have a chance.
I could message it to you right now on this thing, I think.
There's probably a way to the chat, right?
All right, message.
You see how to do it?
Trying.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
Okay. Now, Lamaita, ooh, what a
How are you, Rabbi? What's going
schuss
on?
over here.
I didn't get the marble comments either.
Oh, Ari, listen. You'll give me your email address also, okay?
Got it. Okay, by the way, Rabbi, we got to do our Tuesday night Mi Yechiel and Simcha thing.
Oh, that's a good call. Great call. Okay, so we'll start that up.
Awesome.
Okay, whoever wants to add it to the list, add your email address to the list, send the email to thesheer79@gmail.com.
The shears.
Thesheer79@gmail.com. And we'll be able to send out emails with Maamar Kaimus, et cetera, through that email address. I thought there was a way to send out a chat, like messages and stuff, but I'm not sure how to do it. Still got to learn how to use this thing. Okay, are we ready to go? Are we ready to begin, Be'ez Hashem?
Message.
Okay, wonderful. We spent a few minutes yesterday. We spoke a little bit about the halachas of Nisan, a few halachas of Nisan yesterday. We spoke about Notachnon. We spoke about the fact that we are celebrating, we're happy because of the parshas of the Nisan. And that means that when they give the clap of Notachnon, we are supposed to be happy because it's really a happy time. The month of Nisan is a happy time. And it's something which we should think about, we should connect with, and realize we're in a tkufa of it's very mesugal for Gula, it's very mesugal for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I want to just share a thought on that point because a lot of guys, I'm sure you guys heard the gematria that my kids always tell me that Corona is gematria Mashiach Ba. You can do the math. Okay, Danny? Corona, gematria Mashiach Ba. Okay, so you'll do that gematria. When the Mashiach comes, in, you know, the coming weeks or not, it doesn't take away from the fact that Nisan is a month which is Shaykh to Gula, Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash, right? There we go, right, Mayor? Right? Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't take away from that. Why? Because at the end of the day, like we mentioned in the Thursday night shiur, the Beis HaMikdash starts right here. Not there. Right here. Right? That's where the Beis HaMikdash starts. Every person of Mishkan of Hashem. And then through that, the building will get built. You know, that will become the Beis HaMikdash Bez Hashem. According to Rashi, there's not even a mitzvah for us to build the Bayis Shlishi because it's just going to come down from Shemayim in fire. From Shemayim. So what's our mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? Our mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is to make ourselves shayich to Hashem. Make ourselves shayich to having that close relationship of Emunah and be talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings the Beis HaMikdash. So that's something which we should think about. You know, tomorrow is Erev Rosh Chodesh already. So it's you know, it's mamish right here. Okay, and please remind me, you know, before we close, that there's I got a letter from Abraham Kanievsky, not addressed personally to me, but he put one out over here. They put it all over the place in Ramat Eshkol. And it's neget for tomorrow. I just want to mention what it says in the letter from Chaim for tomorrow. Okay? But let's begin, Bez Hashem, with a few other points which are neget for the month of Nisan. So we spoke about, in the Ma'amar Kaimis sheet, there's the first nekuda is the bracha on the trees. The bracha on the trees, right? Yeah, everybody knows. I mean, I don't know about you guys. When I was a kid, so the school took us to the local fruit tree, and I'm just looking at a Gemara here next to me, local fruit tree, and that's how we were able to go. It was a class trip. Everybody went together, class trip, and we said a bracha on the tree, the beginning of the month of Nisan. Where does that come from? What's it all about? Let's discuss a few minutes of that point. Unbelievable. K-Zid, how you doing? Welcome aboard, Daniel. So, Lamaisa, we're in the middle of talking about the bracha of the trees, yeah? The bracha of the ilanos. Over here, it happens to be that there's trees from each of the Shiva Saminim right next to my house. It's pretty cool. In Eretz Yisrael, Shiva Saminim, it doesn't get better. But you have the halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's not only about getting that bag of potato chips from the guy who owns the tree, you know? So he says like this. The Gemara says, Amrav Yehuda Haiman Dinafik Biyome Nisan. Somebody who goes out for a walk in the month of Nisan and he sees a tree, Chazi Ilani become a lavlavi. He sees a tree that the blossom is beginning already. So he says a bracha, Aimer Baruch Shaloi Chiser Ba'ilamai Klum. It's a little bit of a long bracha. So if you want to say the bracha, you'll open to your sitter and find it inside the sitter, or you'll find it in the Gemara, brachas mim gimel amud beis, or in Shulchan Aruch, simin reish chavav. Okay, the bracha is that Hashem was not mechaser anything in his world, and he created briyos toivos, good creations, v'ilanos toivos, and good trees, lis nohois bahen bnei adam, purely for one purpose. That one purpose is to give us pleasure. That's why Hashem created the world. You know, if you think about it, you look out and you see there's so many different types of plants and fruits and vegetables and birds and different types of animals. There's so much going on in the world. Why? Why do we need it all? One reason, the Gemara says, to give us pleasure. To give us pleasure. Hashem is interested in giving us pleasure. And because of that, so the right thing for us to do is to open our eyes and to realize, you know, thank you, Hashem. Thank you so much for what you're doing for me. You're doing this for me. I should appreciate it. Basics. And Memela, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something for us. Don't worry, Bentley, we didn't see. So Hashem is doing something for us, and we should say thank you. We should say thank you. So this is the bracha to say, and the rule of the Gemara is like this, that you say the bracha, hey, Shraggy, how's it going? You say the bracha when you see a tree that is in bloom, that the flowers are coming out. That's what the Gemara says, malavlavi. The word malavlavi is that the blossoms are beginning to sprout. So the shaila becomes, do I have to become a botanist in order to know when to say the bracha? How do I know this tree has flowers? This tree doesn't have flowers. How do I know what to do? So basically, it goes like this. The Mishnah Brura says that number one, it has to be a fruit tree. If it's a non-fruit tree, no bracha. It has to be a fruit tree, number one. Number two, what's the significance of the flowers? The flowers are that you see that it's in bloom. It's beginning the process of producing fruit. So what happens is that first you have the leaf, and the leaf produces this little like bud, and then that bud turns into a flower, and then that flower falls away, and then comes a fruit from that spot. That's the process that happens. So the Mishnah Brura says that the flower is how you see that the fruit is beginning to be produced. That's the right time to say thank you to Hashem, because you see it in front of you. Zaktub Shlomo Zalman, what happens if there's no flowers anymore? Do I still say the bracha? Shlomo Zalman says, as long as you can tell that it was already in bloom, or the time is right for it to be in bloom, and you see it's producing fruit, you're allowed to say the bracha. Okay? So fruit tree that you see is already in some form of bloom and producing fruit, that's when I'm going to say the bracha. Now, sometimes because of the schedule of the lunar year and the solar year, it ends up that it's not always the month of Nisan when everything's in bloom. Or let's say you live in, anybody here from beneath the equator? No. Who's this guy, CN, beneath the equator? No. Okay, so the Maisa, if you would be beneath the equator, so then the seasons are reversed, right? The guys from South Africa, they have summer when we have winter, and they have winter when we have summer. So in Cain, when do they say the bracha? They have to wait till Nisan. How does it work? The trees are not in bloom in Nisan. Dr. Salman Zalman, it always goes by the bloom. So it doesn't have to be Dr. Nisan. Which leads us to the question. Let's say I'm walking out of the street tomorrow. Tomorrow's Erev Rosh Chodesh, not Nisan yet. So do I say the bracha or do I wait 2 days? Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys that it's a machlokes between the Kabbalah and the Halacha. According to Kabbalah, it's better to wait until Nisan. It's Alpi Kabbalah. Nisan is the time when it's the Chag HaAviv. It's the month of Pesach. Klal Yisrael became a nation. The beginning of the nation of Klal Yisrael was the month of Nisan. The beginning of the fruit of a tree is representing the fruit. Fruit is the product. It's the thing that we want. It's the thing we're after. Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us, we're all Yidden. We are the product of the whole world. We're what Hashem is after in the whole world. So Alpi Kabbalah, we're supposed to wait till Nisan. But Alpi Halacha, you're not supposed to wait till Nisan. You're supposed to say the bracha as soon as you can. Because the Ikar Simcha is the first time that you see, that tree, those blossoms. So therefore, we have machlokes over here between Kabbalah and Halacha. Now, what do you do if you have machlokes between Kabbalah and Halacha? So usually, we follow Halacha. We do not follow Kabbalah. Sorry, Danny. No Kabbalah over here. Just Halacha. Okay? So we follow Halacha. That means the first time you see the tree, if you see it's in bloom, it's a fruit tree, even if it's not Nisan, you go ahead and you're allowed to say the bracha. It's B'seder Gemur. Now, does it make a difference if it's day, night, weekday, Shabbos? So Me'ikar Din, it makes no difference. But there are some poskim that say, very interesting thing. They say, imagine you come and you see the tree. You're filled with excitement. You're mamish, you're going crazy that you want to sing out and praise to Hashem. Maybe there's a chash that if it's going to be Shabbos, you're going to pull one of those blossoms off and just rejoice with it. So it's a chash that you're going to end up doing a malacha. Therefore, maybe better don't do it on Shabbos. That's what some of the suggest. From Shlomo Zalman says, no way, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. He himself did it on Shabbos. And not only that, get this one. The Aderes, I don't know if you guys know who the Aderes was? The Aderes was a Rav in Yerushalayim in the early 1900s. He came to Yerushalayim and from Europe, and he would bedafka say the bracha on the tree the first Shabbos in the month of Nisan. Why? Because the first Shabbos in the month of Nisan, Shabbos, everybody knows, you're supposed to make 100 brachos, right? Rav David Karin said that in this matzav of the problem that we have here, coronavirus, we should be saying 100 brachos a day. Every day, 100 brachos to fight the corona. So therefore, Zakt Rav David Karin, we should be saying 100 brachos. So just like the times of David and Melech, they said 100 brachos to battle the plague, we should be saying 100 brachos. So Zakt Aderes, I have a great way to get 100 brachos. Shabbos, we're short brachos. Nice, Daddy, I like that picture. That's the picture of the Aderes, guys, right there. Okay? So that means that we should be saying 100 brachos. Zakt Aderes, say the bracha on Shabbos in order to be able to get up to 100 brachos. Okay? So number one, a fruit tree. Number two, it should be showing some sort of blossom. Number three, it could be during the day, during the night, weekday, Shabbos, no problem. It's all good. Number four, okay, what happens if you saw the tree the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, what's the bracha? I don't remember the bracha. So you go home and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get a sitter. And then when I have a sitter, then I'll do it. So what do? You go home, you get a sitter, and now you're like, wait a second, this is my second time seeing the tree. Everybody knows that when it comes to Shechiyanu, if you take a bite and you eat the whole fresh fruit, then later somebody's like, oh, you want some of this Rimo and it's delicious. But you have to say Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu, I ate it already. Do I say Shechiyanu the second time? No, you don't say it. No Shechiyanu the second time. So what about over here? When it's second time, do I say the bracha if it's the second time? Oh, Danny shaking his head. Allah l'maisa. You say the bracha even if it's second time. Second time. And this is Zakhtum Shlomo Zalman. It's negea to a lot of things. It's also negea. Let's say you are traveling along the coast and you see the ocean. So the halacha is you're supposed to say a bracha on the ocean. Now the first time you're like, wait a second, I don't remember which bracha am I supposed to say. So you go, you speak to your rav, and then you come back a second time. Now I say the bracha. Like about, I already saw the ocean. I can't say it a second time. No, nope. Same halacha. It's not Shechiyanu. It's a birchas hashvach. You're allowed to say it the second time. Not only the first time, the second time. So therefore we learned, I think, five halachas, right? Five halachas as far as this is concerned. You say the bracha, fruit tree. When you see the blossom, it doesn't have to be Dafka the month of Nisan, but generally it's better in the month of Nisan, certainly Al Pi Kabbalah. You should say it the first time. If you didn't say it the first time, you could say it the second time. And you're allowed to say it daytime, nighttime, weekday, Shabbos, no problem. And it could even be helpful to reach 100 brachos. Okay? These are the halachas as far as the bracha of the tree. And in many from neighborhoods, there's even a sign that will show the bracha on it. It says like that this whole Kabbalistic Zach has a sign. It says the bracha, etc. And therefore, it should be something which a person should try to find a fruit tree, try to be Mekayim this Indian, because there's a famous story with the Chassid and the Rebbe. You know all the good stories, the Chassid and the Rebbe. So the Chassid says to the Rebbe, that's for you, Shraggy. The Chassid says to the Rebbe, he says, you know, I don't understand. There's a tish. There's hundreds of people. So many people coming to the tish. People are lining up for brachas. Everybody wants a bracha. And what's happening? It's a tremendous thing. You know, this is so chashuv. But what about me? Nobody's lining up for me. Nobody's coming to my tish. What's the difference between you and me? I'm a Shavu Torah Mitzvah. You're a Shavu Torah Mitzvah. I'm a Yid. You're a Yid. I put on tefillin every day. You put on tefillin every day. What's the difference? I don't get it. So the Rebbe says to him, let me tell you a very simple thing. What happens when, you know, you ever eat an apple? Yeah, I eat an apple. When do you eat an apple? You know, I eat an apple when I'm hungry. And do you make a bracha? Of course, I make a bracha. So he says, that's the Yisrael Advarim. What's the Yisrael Advarim? That you eat an apple because you're hungry. You make a bracha to allow yourself to eat an apple. I want to make a bracha. I eat an apple to allow myself to make a bracha. You hear the Gevard? It's a Gevaldi Gevard. So therefore, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, we have this opportunity once a year. It's an opportunity to say a bracha, say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating so many things just simply for my pleasure. We're not allowed to say the bracha stam. So therefore, let's take advantage of the opportunity to find a fruit tree and say a bracha to say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the insight of Shlomo Zalman said from the day of his bar mitzvah. He never missed a year. He always said the bracha of the trees. And it's a chash of a zach. It's a beautiful thing to take advantage of. Okay, so this is the next Inyan in the month of Nisan. Now we're up to Inyan number 3. Okay, there's something called Shabbos HaGadol, which we know next week, Bezvis Hashem, next Shabbos is going to be Shabbos HaGadol. Now, people joke around, it's called Shabbos HaGadol because everybody gets together for these big, you know, sudas out of their house. Nobody wants chametz in their house. They get together in the shul or in the caterers or whatever it is. They have these big events.
Not this year.
What was that?
I said not this year.
Not this year, exactly. That's right. This year it's Taganat Shabbos HaGadol, I guess, according to that Mahalan, right? But Lamaisa, Shabbos HaGadol, the name Shabbos HaGadol is actually a real thing. And it's brought down in Rishonim. It's a real thing. It's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's not just like a shtick. It's really called Shabbos HaGadol, and it's based on some very chashuv inyanim. Let's speak it out. Okay? Next Shabbos HaGadol. Most Shabbosos don't have a name. Shabbos Chazoin, Shabbos Shuva. These are not Shabbosos that really have a name. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, they don't have a name. We just give them a name based on the first word of the Haftarah. Because special Haftarah. But there's nothing special about the Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol is actually a Shabbos that actually has a name. It has a name in Shulchan Aruch, and it's something which, there's something about the Shabbos itself. It's not just the Haftarah that we read. It's the Shabbos itself. Like Shabbos Zohar, for example, right? It's called Shabbos Zohar, but there's nothing about the Shabbos. It's about the Kriya. So here also, we have a Shabbos, but it has a name. And there's a reason why it has a name. The Torah says in Siman Tav Lamed that the reason why it has a name is because there was a great nes that took place on Shabbos when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And he goes through a whole medrash. What happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, take a sheep and shech that sheep. Shech that sheep and bring it as a carbon, as something which is going to be a carbon for me. Now, Klai Yisrael goes ahead and does that. They take the animal, they tie it to the foot of the bed 4 days before, which was on Shabbos based on the schedule of that year, because Yetzias Mitzrayim was on Thursday, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, on the Pei Zayin. So that means that Shabbos, with 4 days before, 5 days before, was the day that they took the lamb to shecht it, okay? To start, to check it, to be able to shecht it. So the Mitzrayim see the Yidden taking this animal, and for them, this is their God. They worship this animal. Like, you guys remember, I told you that story about my brother-in-law in India when he was driving on the sheep. Driving on the road. You guys remember that story? No? My brother-in-law was driving in India, and I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago. He was there for work for 2 weeks. He was driving in India, and all of a sudden, right in front of him, this cow just starts walking by in the middle of the street, 3-lane highway. The cow just walks by. All the traffic stops. like, oh, nobody moved. You got a what's it called? You got a cow walking by. So what's the pshat? Because a cow is holy in India. Adi Yom HaZeh, they still worship the cow. It's crazy. So that's what it's like. If you do anything to the cow, you get a fine over there in India. So that's what it's like over here. Klai Yisrael is taking these sheep. The Mitzrayim worship these sheep. And they're taking these sheep and tying it to the bed. So the Mitzrayim are like, hey guys, what are you doing? Oh, we're taking these sheep to slaughter them for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said slaughter them. Are you serious? You're crazy. No way. But they didn't say anything. Their lips were sealed. It was a nace. They didn't say a word. And since they didn't say a word, so therefore, there was a nace. That's the nace, Shabbos HaGadol. Okay? That's the nace that what the Torah brings down. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in the Mishnah Brura. It was a nace. That it was a major, major nace. That we took their Avodah Zarah. We said we're going to slaughter it. And they didn't do anything to us. Tremendous nace. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan had, what was that? One second. I don't hear you well. Somebody asked a question? I didn't hear what it was.
The whole reason why we have to go to this.
Straggy, we don't hear you.
The whole reason why it was a gadol is because of that nace.
The whole reason why it's called Shabbos a gadol is because of that nace. Yeah, that's right. What?
Just clarifying. That's it. I didn't mean the disruption.
Oh, keep saying it. No problem. Okay. So one second. Okay, so let's explain, yeah? The Aruch HaShulchan adds on. Is it a clear connection? Do you guys see me clearly? Yeah, you hear me clearly also? Yeah? Okay.
So, hey, it was nice.
What? Not dragging. Okay. Al Kapanim, the Aruch HaShulchan adds on that what happened was Klai Yisrael says, oh yeah, listen, you know, in a couple of nights, we're going to shech this animal, and it's going to be crazy. All the Avodah Zarahs are going to be killed, and there's going to be Makas Bechairis, all of the firstborn are going to be killed. And the Mitzvim are like, what? All the firstborn are going to be killed? This is nuts. We don't want to go through with this. And they started a civil war. All the firstborn in Mitzrayim started a war against Paro to overthrow Paro, to let Klai Yisrael free. And it created such a tremendous upheaval in Mitzrayim. There were hundreds of thousands of Egyptians that were killed in those few days between Shabbat HaGadol and Pesach. Hundreds of thousands of Mitzrayim that were killed because of the civil war. So that's why we say, in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Lemake Mitzrayim Bibchoyrehem. He hit Mitzrayim through the firstborn. It doesn't say Make Bechoyre Mitzrayim. It says Make Mitzrayim Bibchoyrehem. Right? So the diak is that the hitting was to Mitzrayim. And the way it happened was through the firstborn. Okay? So therefore, Dr. Shulchan, that's another Indian over here of the nace of Shabbos HaGadol. Now there's a kasha, it's a big kasha, because we never commemorate a day of the week. We always commemorate the day of the month. For example, Pesach, when's Pesach? Not a day of the week. It's Tesvav Nisan, right? Shavuos, when's Shavuos? It's Zayin Sivan, right? It's a day of the month. So why wouldn't we say Shabbos HaGadol? It's not Shabbos HaGadol. Yud Nisan is the day of the month. That's what it should be. So therefore, we don't understand what's going on here. Why after Shabbos HaGadol? So there's a few mahalkim to answer this. Some of them are quite interesting. But let's begin with the Bach. The Bach is one of the earliest ones. The Bach says that, you know why? Because something else happened on Yud Nisan. What happened on Yud Nisan? Besides the fact that my grandfather was born, what happened on Yud Nisan was that, right? What happened was that it was Miriam Hanavia's yard site. And everybody knows, except for maybe some parts of Klai Yisrael, everybody knows that on a day of a yard site is a very sad day. And since it's a very sad day, so we didn't want to make a simcha, a zikaron of a nes, on this sad day, that yard site of Miriam and Aviyah. So therefore, it couldn't be Yud Nisan. We had to make it Shabbos. Okay, that's the first mahalak which the Bach says, but he adds on. He says, the truth is that there was something very happy that happened on Yud Nisan. Miriam and Aviyah was nifter, that's true. But something very positive happened on Yud Nisan. If you go through Navi, right, you speak to Bentley, he's going through Navi, and you'll see that Klai Yisrael went up from the Yarden. When they crossed the Yarden, they came out of the Yarden on Yud Nisan as they were getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's a tremendously happy time. That's a wonderful event. So why are we saying forget about Yud Nisan because of Miriam and Aviyah's yard site? What about the fact that there's something positive that happened on Yud Nisan? Dr. Bach, Hagufa is the problem. Because since there was a positive thing that happened on Yud Nisan, people would say, oh, you know why this is Yud Nisan? Because of the Yarden. And they would forget about the whole issue of Mitzrayim with the Nes and the sheep. So therefore they said, you know what, forget it. We're not into Yud Nisan. Leave Yud Nisan on the start. Shabbos, that's what we're going to go for. Shabbos Hagav. That's the Bach Mahalach. Lamaisa, according to this pshat, has nothing to do with Shabbos Be'etzem, right? It's just Shabbos is a way of avoiding Yud Nisan, but it's not really Shabbos. Now, the Levush says, that's like a shmak. I want something which is related to Shabbos. So therefore, the Levush says that, listen to this one, and the priest says a similar thing. He says, the whole Nes happened because it was Shabbos. How so? Because he says that Klai Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, they kept Shabbos. And so the Mitzrayim see the Yidden taking all these sheep and tying them up, and they're like, I don't get it. Jews are Shomer Shabbos. What are you guys doing with that sheep? You're not going to shechet, you're not going to do anything with this sheep. You're not going to work it, right? Jews are Shomer Shabbos. So what's going on here? Something strange. Zakt, the Levush, the fact that it was Shabbos prompted the Mitzrayim to ask the Yidden why they're taking a sheep, because they knew they kept Shabbos. And the way the priest says it slightly differently, he says that when he saw them making a knot next to the bed, so he's like, hey, wait a second, kosher is one of the malachas. Yidden don't tie knots on Shabbos. So therefore, what are you guys doing with this sheep? Something weird is up over here. Right? These are the pshatim that Shabbos itself was goyrin for the nes. So Mamela, the Levush, and the Prisha, they explain that's why it's Dafka Shabbos HaGadol and not Yud Nisan, which is mamish a beautiful mahalach. It's very gishmak. But the Aruch
HaShulchan sounds like the Mitzvah knew more about Hilchos Shabbos than I do.
The truth is that Be'ezras Hashem, we have a lot to learn from the Mitzvah, but most of it is going to be what not to do. But Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they both offer mahalachim to explain why it's Shabbos, which is a little bit, you know, more al derech machshava, a little more al derech machshava for you, Danny. Okay, Lamaisa, what do they say over here? They say gevaldik gevar. The Aruch HaShulchan says something, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says something. They're both a different twist. So let's begin with one at a time. Shlomo Zalman, even though it's not chronological, Shlomo Zalman says that we know there was a famous battle in Klai Yisrael when to bring the Omer. Do you bring the Omer the day after Pesach, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, Or do you bring the Omer the first Shabbos after Pesach? What's the Machlokes Taluyan? Because the Pasuk says, Machras HaShabbos. Since it says Machras HaShabbos, so the Tzedukim, they only go with what it says in Chumash. So they said, it means Shabbos Manish. Chachamim, they said, no, we have Torah Shabbat Peh. We know it doesn't mean that. It means Pesach. It says Shabbos. A Yomtiv is also called Shabbos. Why? Because you're Shavas, you're Shoides, you're resting from Malacha on Yomtiv 2. Zaktiv Shlomo Zalman. That's why, another reason why this Shabbos is called Shabbos Agadol. Because every week we have this time called Shabbos. But it's not just Shabbos like the other Yomim Tovim. There's a lot of times which are called Shabbos. Which one is the most chashuv? Which one is the greatest? The greatest is Shabbos, which we have every week. What's called Shabbos Bereishis, which commemorates the seventh day. That's a more chashuv a day than the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos that we have every single week is more chashuv than all of them. And that's why there's seven aliyahs instead of just five on a regular Yom Tov, right? Because it's more kadosh, the Mishnah says, in Megillah. So Mamela, we understand Dr. Shlomo Zalman, Chazal called it Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach to say Pesach Shabbos and this is Shabbos. But Pesach is just a regular Shabbos. A Shabbos Bereishis, meaning the Shabbos that we celebrate to commemorate the seventh day of the week, that Shabbos HaGadol, that's even bigger than the Shabbos of Pesach. So that's a Mahalach, which is a very nice insight of Shlomo Zalman, which also helps us appreciate that Shabbos is really the most special day of the year. It's an incredible thing to think about. Shabbos HaGadol. Every Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. We say it in Ritzei, we say it in Benchik. Shabbos, we say, Yom, what do we say with the Lashon exactly? We say, Shabbos HaGadol, the HaKadosh HaZeh, right? It says in a bencher. If you have a bencher nearby, open up to Ritzei. We say every Shabbos, we say in Ritzei. There you go. Thank you, Shraggy. What does it say? It says, V'yom HaShabbos HaGadol V'HaKadosh HaZeh, right? Is that true? That's what it's supposed to say. Yeah, you got it, man? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So you see that, Lushin? So that means that really every single Shabbos is Shabbos. What?
That's not a bencher.
It's a Geras Ramban, but a head bencher. Thank you. Daddy, very good. Very good.
Our scroll came through for the boys.
There you go. Anyway, so every Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol, right? Mac. Oh, good. I like it, Jose. Jackie, did you not find it yet? What's going on there? It's not there. They don't say it in modern Orthodox. Okay. No. Chas v'shalom.
Whatever. I'm not going to respond to that one. But where am I looking again? I didn't hear where am I looking.
Ritzei.
Whatever. I'll find out.
Okay, I wasn't saying to you, Chas v'shalom.
So, I'm not going to get into it. So.
Okay. Anyway, the Maestro, you'll see over there, every single Shabbos HaGadol. Okay? Let's just get into the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat, because it's Mamash HaGishmak Hezber. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a... Is that Benji? Oh, very good. Yeah, it's there. Good.
I don't know why they have it set here. I don't know when you'd ever use it, but...
Good horror.
I'm checking the NCSY bencher on my phone has Ritzei in it. Just saying.
Good call. Okay.
Hector Kiris.
There it is. Look, you need a little scuffle here and there. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking to everything you're saying. My cousin was NCSY regional director, but you still need a little scuffle. Al Kaponim. So, the Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, so good, so good.
Got you.
Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan, he says like this. He says, Shabbos is Zech L'mayis Abreshus. Right? Ooh. It's a very harsh of a thing.
Shom Zaman?
Zech L'mayis Abreshus. Every week, we remember the fact that Hashem created the world in 7 days from nothing. Hashem created the world from nothing in 7 days, every week. It's unbelievable, right? Speak to Danny, all the ins and outs of Torah and science. It's mamish an incredible thing. Now, in Mitzrayim, there was a chiddush which was even greater. What was chiddush even greater? Not only did Hashem create the world in 7 days from nothing, but Hashem is still actively involved. He's watching every move we make, everything we do, and there's a din v'cheshbin, schar v'oinesh. People are being held accountable for everything they're doing. And in addition, Klal Yisrael is the focus of Hashem's attention. Those are the lessons that we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are the lessons that Pesach reminds us of. And therefore, we understand that on what's it called? Oh boy. We understand that Mitzrayim, Pesach, is what makes it even greater. So therefore, the last Shabbos before Pesach, we want to appreciate this musug that Hashem is great, but he's about to become even greater. Shabbos HaGadol, even greater. It's the Shabbos which we're getting ready to have Hashem be even greater, so to speak. Our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even greater. Yeah, what are you saying, Danny?
I heard a similar answer for this question. I heard it last year, actually, Shabbos HaGadol. Rabbi Yaakov Trump said it over. He's the Rav in Young Israel Lawrence Cedars. He said, very similar, he said that, we know Shabbos, yeah, I know, right? 5-10, shout out. He said that,
except for Young the Israel, whoa.
Yeah.
He said,
very similar, he said that, he explained the Sfas Emes gives also another reason. We know that Shabbos is Zecher, Maisa Bereshis. But he says that for, it was Zecher, Maisa Bereshis only, for a few thousand years, whatever year Yetzias Mitzrayim was, but it was this Shabbos, it was the 10th of Nisan, this Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Shabbos became also Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know Shabbos is Zecher two things: Ma'aseh Bereishis and Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Oh, geschmack!
It was good for this Shabbos that Shabbos itself became bigger because this is the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we celebrate the Shabbos because the celebration of Shabbos becoming Zecher also now Yetzias Mitzrayim.
One second. So he's saying that the Shabbos itself became greater than it was because we're adding in this extra factor.
Yeah, this is the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's now that Shabbos itself is becoming bigger. So it's a celebration of Shabbos itself.
Wow, beautiful. Who said this, Pshat?
Rabbi Yaakov Trump is Shem the Sas Emes.
Yaakov Trump?
Yeah, he's a beast.
No, you made that up. That's not his real name.
That's his real name.
That's his real name, Yaakov Trump?
Yeah, he became the rabbi a year ago. They had Trump's inauguration in
He's huge. He's not even a rabbi. They just wanted to have him because of the name.
I hear that. Dude. Where is he the rabbi?
He is the rabbi of Young Israel Lawrence Cedars.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, beautiful chat. Very, very nice chat. So that means that Shabbos, based on what we're saying now, the Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbos actually became greater in that Nekuda also because we have Zeichel and Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos too. Beautiful.
Build them a mechitza and make the women pay for it.
What?
You'll build a mechitza, make the women pay for it.
Build a mechitza, make the women pay for it?
Look at
that. His motto? That's him?
No, he doesn't believe in mechitzas. I'm joking.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm very maximum.
You're very maximum?
Maskin and maximum.
Wow. Okay. But Maisie, either way, one thing is for sure, that this Shabbos is a very special, not this one, meaning the one, the Shabbos that we're talking about, Shabbos HaGadol, is a very special Shabbos, but based on the last couple of Shabbos, not just that Shabbos, but rather that's the Shabbos that helps us appreciate the godless of every single Shabbos. And so therefore, as we're, you know, in this difficult matziv, it helps us get, you know, get a little bit more in touch with the Kedusha, the godless that we have available to us every single Shabbos. You know, it's unfortunate, but the amount of jokes that are going on, I hear from my brothers-in-law here and there in America being passed around. Like one of the jokes my brother-in-law told me, he lives actually in Cedarhurst. He told me that he's like, you know, 9 p.m. is the time when it's time to get out of your daytime pajamas and get into your nighttime pajamas. That's a horrible joke. It's so sad.
People have said much worse about Cedarhurst. I don't think that's so bad.
Hey,
Bentley.
What's his name?
It's very sad that that's reality for many goyim, because there's nothing going on in their life. There's mamas nothing. So it's just, you know, this way and then this way. It's mamas the same thing. But at least a yid, we have so much. Whether there's, you know, regular schedule or there isn't a regular schedule, either way, we have so much in our lives. We have so much going for us, so much for us to do, that there's no reason for us to be feeling like I should just be in pajamas all day. You know what I mean? So Mimela, therefore, it's something which is very clutch. It's something to think about. Every aspect of our lives is full of Kedusha, is full of opportunity. And it's something that we should use the opportunity that there's no schedule. Like, you know, why should I rush my chakras when I don't have to be at my chabrusa on time? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing going on. There's nothing to run to. I can bench slowly because there's nothing afterwards. I'm just going to be taking another 6 hours till my next meal anyway. You know what I mean? Whatever. Half an hour till my next snack, you know? Wherever you draw the line.
You know? Shot.
Some people my uncle actually told me, he's like, maybe I should just not make a bracha. I'll just make my first bracha in the morning and good for the day. You know, just keep popping. But everybody has their own mahalach. It's, you know, it's a difficult situation, but it's good to know that we have something bigger to live for, whether, you know, this type of matziv is going on or regular daily life is going on. But there's something in it for us, no matter what's going on around us. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should continue to be matzliach, using our opportunities. It's great to see all of you guys. And Be'ezus Hashem, I'm going to send out my mekaymes tonight for matzah tomorrow. Bli neder.